talking about decentralization and bank and idealization. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern, Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Colonel
Hunter,
you've
got to
get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Colonel Hunter, you've
got to
get us out of here now!
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyphen thinker. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle,
If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... Stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here. What are you going to do? Bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday, for free association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday, Studio B.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
The time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
From home heating bills is going through the roof. They're about to double or triple or something like that. Isn't that amazing? Destroying America as we speak. They are saying, oh, the gas bill prices are going up. Los Angeles Times is reporting, get ready for a massive Southern California gas bill this month. Get ready for a massive Southern California gas bill this month as natural gas prices soar. Isn't that amazing? Let's make it hard on the people and then warned them to get ready. The mess we made for you is getting worse. I want my country back. I want my country back. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77. Jesse, there are a couple lines open right now. 888-77-JESSE. Isn't that amazing? And so apparently, according to Politico, Biden is calling it the Putin price hike when referring to inflation and rising gas prices. That's from Politico. Everything, how long were they blaming on Putin? It's like saying racism for 70 years on everything, right? Blaming that on everything. Same thing. They're wearing the name of Putin into the ground. What the? At some point, don't they know you're not going to believe it's Putin? Well, maybe they don't, because a lot of people still believe that racism exists. Just said enough, over and over, the people will believe it. So there are people who believe it's Putin, even though we don't drill, we don't do anything in our country, we don't shut down the borders. It's Putin's fault. Amazing. But Putin is not stopping America from spending all its money. All its money over in Ukraine. Why can't Putin stop that if he has so much power over America? The influence of America. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, we have every way that you could watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. Anywhere. By going to the listen line, calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And reminder to follow us on Twitter, JLP Talk on Twitter, and cozy.tv/JesseLeePeterson. No, JLP. And then rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. We're also on Instagram / Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. So ring the bell, hit the like. And I will get to all your calls here, but I want to just remind you, yesterday, fellowship was once again amazing. 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 Really. You could, if you were not there or didn't get a chance to catch it live online yesterday, you can podcast yesterday's fellowship. It was really, really amazing. We dealt with the old last week biblical question. Is it good to let the world betray you? Is it good to let the world betray you? We dealt with a whole bunch of stuff, and but we didn't touch on on the biblical question. And I want to encourage you. It's up to you, of course. Because I do realize that human nature is so evil. Did you know how wicked and evil human nature is? There is no love in it. There is no goodness about it. There's never any well intent about it. It is pure evil, human nature. That's why nothing is working in your own life and in the lives of others around you. It's a battlefield. It is a battlefield. And as I said yesterday, the people and the people who vote for government, the people of the government, all the same. There's no different. It's the same spirit. Wicked hearts. Wicked hearts. The heart must be born again of the spirit of God, from anger to love. Anger is hatred. Hatred is of the devil. And your heart is of the devil until it changes. And human beings are wicked. Every human being, until they are born of the Father. Really. When God said that all who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit of the Father, he was not playing, because all who are born of the mother of the flesh are evil. Are evil. And that's what's going on. And that's why you need to get to know yourself. And once you get to see what's going on with you, you will start to overcome unless you reject it and decide, you know what? No, I don't like this. I don't want to see myself. A lot of people see the health in them and they respect and see good. And when they didn't see the good, they stopped. Not knowing they have to overcome the hell in order for the good to come. And so they stopped working on themselves. They stopped working on themselves. Isn't that amazing? Don't stop, folks. You got to work on yourself. And you can overcome. And you will if you stay with it. You really, 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 really will. And it's going to be amazing. And it's no wonder God said, trust no an angry person. Do not trust an angry person. I don't care who it is. I do not. Anger is evil. And you can tell when a person is angry because of their action. You can see it in them once you wake up. And so, the biblical question last week, is it good to let the world betray you? Absolutely. Absolutely. Let the world betray you all the way. And what happens if you don't overreact to it and you're working on yourself from within, it will cause you to overcome the world and stop you from protecting the not you. It will stop you from protecting the not you. It will stop you from protecting the devil. Because if you're going to pay attention to how you act, how you feel, whether you feel good or bad, about what's happening outside of you, inside of others. And you're going to see it's not happening to you because you start to overcome that false self. It's going to be amazing. So, yeah. And last but not least, you would naturally only have faith or believe or know God. You wouldn't put your faith or belief into anything or anyone else. Really, it's going to blow your mind. Husbands wouldn't put their faith into wives. Wives would not put their faith into husbands. You wouldn't put your faith into friendship or familyships or yourself or things, people, places, and things. You'll overcome that when you allow the world to betray you, because in reality, they're betraying the false you, not the real you. And what they're doing to you, they're doing to themselves. They're doing to themselves and not you. It just feels like it's you because you've identified with the spirit of the devil as though it's you. In thoughts and feelings. All thoughts, all feelings are lies all the time. But you got to work on yourself. And the last thing, and I understand it. I totally get it. So just suffer and die. But the last thing most people would do and want to do is work on themselves. They don't want you just to even say work on yourself. You can overcome. They love that insane world that's inside of them. They love their insanity. They love their anger. They love their blame. They love their victimhood. Isn't that something? They totally love it. And they would destroy you, try to destroy you, if you even suggest that there is a better way. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeatism, Allahu Abba-ism, white supremacism, antisemitism, no isms. Zero. It's either wrong or it's right. And most people don't want to know that. Look how they fight to hold on to their illusions. They fight to hold on to their illusions, and they dare God or his son Jesus or the Holy Spirit or you or anyone to try to take that away from them. That false identity means everything to them, even though they're still scared and miserable, living in their imagination, thinking, trying to fix life by thinking through it, and it will never work. It's a spiritual battle, folks. So anyway, let the world betray you. It kills, it destroys all of your false ideas about yourself. You're not important. I'm not important. You're not important. Your little title don't mean a thing. It just build your ego, but it has no good at all. Zero. Zero good. A little title is not going to make you happy. It's not going to bring you peace from within. A false peace temporarily, but it's not real. Isn't that amazing? What a spiritual battle. Get to know yourself, folks. Pay attention to you. Pay attention to you. Don't worry about anybody else. Let them say and do and think whatever they want. That's on them. You got to be, you should, I recommend you become an individual. Think for yourself, work on you. No man, no woman, no child, no money, no place can repair you but the Spirit of the Father. It comes from within. Amazing fellowship yesterday. And so, you know, for a while now, I've been wondering, and I've asked the question before, how is it that human beings create idol worshipers and they blame you for it when it doesn't go the way the idol worshiper is not acting the way they want you to act or agreeing with you or whatever? How is it that people would put another person over them as their God? And I now understand what it is. I've been asking and paying attention, and now I know. And so what I realized over the weekend, I was even reflected on the story with Jim Jones. Remember Jim Jones, the guy from up north? I believe Oakland or San Francisco in that area. He had a follower of people, mostly blacks. And they followed him down to Jonestown. And they said that Jim Jones encouraged them to drink poison. And many of them died from drinking the poison. And so they said that Jim Jones was They said Jim Jones was their something, their God, some kind of way. And they were blaming Jim Jones for becoming the people God, right? And so but it's the folks, it's the person, it's the people who made Jim Jones their God. You can't blame Jim Jones for that. But it was the people. And they called Jim Jones a cult leader, something like that. So I've been wondering, how does that happen? Because growing up, we were always, well, I was, and others that I know, told never to put another human being over you. And so I just never have done it. I've learned a lot from other human beings along the path. Even as a kid, I would always ask questions, right? But I've learned a lot from smart people, dumb people, wise people, people that's not wise, intellectual people who think that they're wise. I've learned a lot, but never put anyone over me. I've just always seen them, even the older people I met that were wise, I saw them as being wise and I appreciated them, so I listened. But still, I saw them just as a person, a human being. Thank God, right? So I've never put anyone over me. Yeah, I work with people, I get along, I have fun with, whatever, right? But not put them over me. And so I've been wondering, how does that happen? And I wouldn't want to be the head of anyone. Because people are a mess. Who want to be dealing with that? You know? And that's why I'm always, in my, what we do, and point people back to the real source. And that is God in them. And let God lead them. Right? I'm always trying to do that. Now, I know that sometimes people get in their head and they make you their God, and you don't even know it. Right? And then they blame you for it. But I know what it is now. And it's so nice to know what it is now that causes that to happen. It causes it to happen. I know what it is. And so my brand new biblical question for this week. Brand new biblical question for this week. A brand new question. Isn't that amazing? The brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. All human beings are idol worshipers. All human beings are idol worshipers. Why? I want to see what you think about that. Why? All human beings are idol worshipers. I want to know why. I know why now, but I want you to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. And did you know that you were an idol worshiper? All, not one, but all human beings are idol worshipers. Isn't that amazing? So the question is why? That's the biblical question for this week. Why? I had wanted to, and we just didn't get to it, so hopefully, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise, that next Sunday we'll get to the subject of where I was reading through the Word over the weekend, just kind of looking through it, and I opened a book up on Romans 12, and it reminded me that I had read that before and heard it before, but never really knew what it meant until now. And I wanted to discuss that because in our fellowship and on the show, I'm encouraging you to rise above this year. You got to work on yourself. You can't just do the same thing the same way and expect to get a different result from it. You got to start running away from yourself from within, but run toward it. Then you shall be free. It's a tough job. It's a hard job for those that don't want to do it, and even those that want to do it. But it can be done. So, I want this coming Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creed don't rise. We may not end up discussing it. But I'll read Romans 12. It said, in short, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I want to just have a discussion about that in our fellowship, because this is part of what we're doing this year, working on self. And I know, and I can tell now clearly when people are learning, intellectually learning about the truth, they don't get past that. It's the same old thing every time. It was like, I remember when I first started telling people, you need to forgive your mama and your daddy, especially your mama and especially your daddy. And everybody just started talking about, oh, I forgave my mama, I forgave him. For years, they were just saying the same thing. I could see myself. And they didn't go past it. And I realized it was just intellectual. And yes, some went and said, I forgive, but they really didn't. Isn't that amazing? They really did not forgive. They did it because I said, go and forgive and you shall be free, right? But it was all intellect. And so they spent the rest of their life witnessing and talking about how they forgave mama. And they never went beyond that. Intellectual people learn about the truth. And they stay right there. And every time they speak, that's all they ever talk about. They never grow in wisdom because they have not let go of the knowledge. Isn't that amazing? They have not let go of the knowledge, so they don't grow in wisdom. And so every time they speak, it's the same old thing. And they love hearing themselves say the same because they go unconscious when they speak. And they think that you don't see that they're speaking intellectually about the truth. And they never go into wisdom and understanding. They don't grow. What a mess. The intellect is wicked. You got to let knowledge die. Let it go. If you want to be free, it's up to you. But you got to let it go in one ear. You should let it go in one ear and out the other one and just live. You want to just be. You want to just be. And then after the church service, they gather, some people gather in groups and they talk about how wonderful they are, how smart they are, what they know. Because inwardly they know they are not free. But they try to prove outwardly to others that they are, but inwardly, they are not. Isn't that a mess? And you can always tell, not always, but one of the ways you can tell a person that's not free, they're always blaming others. They're always complaining and blaming and whining. Enduring nothing, overcoming nothing, but getting deeper into their hell. You can always tell that. And that's why I'm even encouraging all people, but especially black people, let go of the whining. Let go of the blaming. Let go of the begging. Let go of the past that doesn't even exist and it never affected you anyway. You just heard about it. You heard about slavery. You heard about Jim Crow. And you didn't hear the truth about that. And now you're an adult whining and banging and blaming as though you were affected by it. What the? How will you ever be free if you continue to live an illusion? If you continue to live an illusion. The illusion of thoughts. You got to stop thinking. If you want to be free, stop thinking. All thoughts, all lies, all the time. All thoughts are all lies all the time. All this emotion, all this feelings that you get are lies. It's not real. It's not you. Do what you want with that, but it's not you. The heart is wicked. Human beings are wicked. They are evil. There's no good in human beings. Look around you. You don't have to look far around you. Look at you and look at everybody around you. You'll see. That's why you must be born again. Salvation is of the heart. God searches the heart of man. Isn't that amazing when you really think about it? You've been taught wrong in your churches. I was taught wrong. You were taught wrong. And that's why nothing is working in your schools, in your homes. All you're doing is repeating the same old thing from generation to generation, only getting worse. It can change. It doesn't have to be that way. For those who want to change, seek the kingdom of heaven within. There is a kingdom of heaven within. I know people who are stuck in the Old Testament. They're stuck there because somebody told them the Old Testament, not the new one. And they have caused them to reject freedom, reject reality, because they're stuck. And it's so dumb, but I understand it. They're stuck. Can you imagine being stuck in the Old Testament when it has been completed? It has been done. But yet you're stuck there living a miserable life unnecessarily. 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 Isn't that like amazing? I totally understand. I've been there. That's why I can understand it, because I've been there and I know what it's like to overcome that. Check out the New Testament. Life is there. I've waited a long time. Amazing. 888-77-53-773. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. It's up to you that you overcome the world. That you overcome the world. And when you really, really start to look at you, but first go and forgive, well, you got to see first that you need to forgive. Highly recommend you forgive your mothers, because you have been created, whether you accept it or not, in the image of your mother. Anyone that gets angry, emotional, feel good, feel bad emotions, doubt and fear and all this mess, it's come from your mother. And it's not her, but it's the spirit that's in her until she overcome it. You must go and forgive. You don't need to ask for forgiveness. And I know a lot of men and women are tiptoeing around mama trying to forgive. And it doesn't matter. She said, well, I need to be forgiving you. That's not true. She need to forgive, but not you, her mama. Because she created you, you acted like her growing up. The anger of men is that of a woman. That's why when men are angry and acting out, they're acting like a woman. They're not being themselves. They're not themselves. They are their mothers. Whether they know it or not, the anger that you see overwhelmingly in the blacks is not them. It's their mothers. They have been recreated in the image of mama. And that's why they're shy, insecure, angry. They believe white people are superior to them. The men don't believe they can do it on their own. And that's why when they, and I got some examples coming up, when they get in so-called position of power, they operate like a woman. Oh, we're going to make sure the black get this and the black get that. It's racist. They have not, their minds have not been renewed. They can't help it. And once you overcome the spirit of mama, which is the spirit of Satan that made a home in mama, not her, then you will see. Forgive your fathers for not protecting you. They too were destroyed by their mothers. And they can deal with your mothers because they're attracted to what they hate. And they can stand up to it. That's for men and women. Go and forgive and keep your eyes on yourself. Do the silent prayer so you can let go. You'll see. Be patient through it. If it takes 1,000 years to overcome, you stay with it. If it takes a lifetime, you stay with it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, man.
Yes,
and
sir.
So I just saw your shirt doing the print there. You and your dog going to heaven? What's that? Who let the dogs out? What is that?
That's walking on water.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
You and your dog. You ain't leaving your dog behind. Or your dog is saying, I'm not staying behind.
Exactly.
What is it? Are you inviting the dog or the dog coming on his own?
You know, in a lot of ways, it's a good question.
But I see the dog now walking on water with his owner.
Just like this morning, physically and spiritually walking on water.
That's right. Nice shirt, though.
Thank you.
Very nice. Anyway, good morning, Super Chatters.
Good morning, Super Chatters. All right, let's start here on from church, Mari Ubaldo. Good morning, Jesse and crew. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. And thank you, Jesse, for the best fellowship. And God bless you and your crew.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you very much. Same to you.
And also from church, from Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
Thanks, Jesse and crew.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And from Alicia Iarelian.
Hey, Alicia.
Happy New Year, guys, and happy Sunday. Nick, stop screwing up my name, man. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Stefan J. Davis with a generous donation. Jesus said, we do greater things than he did. I'm smoking on what he meant because it doesn't look like we are doing greater things.
That's an interesting thing, point, too. I would like to have a discussion about that one day. Very, very interesting. Amazing. Thank you.
And from Osama bin Diesel. How do you remember to not identify with the imagination? I can't seem to stay out of my head.
Nice. And the way you do it, now that you know that there's an issue with the imagination, you're not your thoughts, you're not the imagination, do the silent prayer and just watch. And after a while, it will become natural to observe the not you, the imagination. Really. And you can say, oh, listen, where did that thought come from? Where did that feeling come from? Because when you have the thought, you got to have the feeling, right? And there's nothing wrong with saying that to yourself. Look at that thought. I didn't come up with that. I never would have made that up myself. And after a while, it'll become natural when you will observe the thoughts. You are not your thoughts. Amazing. But you got to let the light shine on the not you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about everything. Except for practical thoughts. I want to buy me a house. I need a house. Yeah, get yourself some land. That's a practical thought. Oh, I want to plant some okras. I have had okra. You know what okra is?
I've heard of it.
It's so good. If you cook in the right way, you can fry it or boil it. Or you can put in black-eyed peas with okra. But practical things. But all these other thoughts, let them go. They're of the devil. They really, 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 just really, 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 not you. And there are no solution in the imagination. Zero solution. It's a waste of time to even look for a solution in thoughts. It doesn't exist. Isn't that amazing? And yet you live by thoughts. You walk by sight and not by faith. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And from Piotr Robel, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Heard by everybody and their mama. Much love from the UK.
Around the world. Thank you. I appreciate it. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. There are men and women who are truly, truly working on themselves. And I can see it, and you will too, and you can see that it's not intellectual. They let the knowledge go, and they're working on it. Really, really are. Amazing. Thank you.
And from J-Rock, no message.
Thank you, J-Rock.
And from Steve Strack, with a very generous donation, in regards to the creative topic, I try to not get lost in the sauce. Too many times I developed personalities based off what I was making.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it.
And from R.H. Hernandez, no message. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And from Reflex, until you get your pass to heaven, the devil will never let go. He will always come back and see if he can trick you, even after 32 years.
Thank you. Somebody asked a question yesterday, and I thought about that question. I reflected on it later. I forgot how it went now. I asked Hate. Hate, do you remember that question that was asked during the fellowship yesterday? What was it? It was in a super chat. Oh, it is in there. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And from Starved Baby. Thank you.
Starved the Baby?
Starved.
Oh, Starved the Baby.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Says, thank you.
Thank you.
And from Gregory DeRosa. Jesse, I got a personalized autographed book, The Seven Spiritual Steps, for Christmas, and it's a blessing even if you're on welfare.
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely. Check it out, folks. I highly recommend The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. And it's a little thin pocket guide. Read the principles, but then do them. And I don't know if they're serious about the welfare, but even if you're on welfare, you can be helped by it if you do that. All right? If you want to start a business, or you're in business, or you have a job, or you're on welfare, or you're not on welfare and you're out begging, I highly recommend it. Also, the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, the last book that I wrote. And if ever we needed a healing East individual and the country overall, we need it now. Read the antidote. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy of these books. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. I'll be happy to sign them. But thank you. Thank you so much.
And from church, from Everything is Fake, How does Jesse know it can happen when he hasn't experienced it himself? What the?
So, yeah, that's the question. I think that's the question. Everything is fake.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, guys want us to have a clear mind, his mindset, right? And so when you overcome the anger, that's the beginning of the Spirit of God clearing up the not you, taking away the dark imagination. And you start to see and see and see and see and see. And what you notice is that the spirit of the devil that's of the imagination disappears. It get to a point where you forget that you were lost in your thoughts. Your mind become clear. And so the devil has been defeated. He is a lie. He worked hard to deceive you, to pretend that he's not defeated, but he is. And he is of the imagination. So once you start to see, after a while, you will catch the darkness before it can overtake you. And it gets further and further and further away from you. And eventually, when you allow the ego, which is the nature of the devil, to completely die, you got to descend into hell, into you, way down there. And you rise above the devil with a clear mind. It will happen. Give it a try. Don't just take my word at it. That's what I want to warn you up to. I could be lying to you, but give it a try and see. Don't believe it because I said it. Because if you believe it because I said it, you'll just be an intellectual egghead. You won't know it. It'll be just like the Bible thumpers and the black Israelite people who think that they're the white Jews and they'll be stuck in the Old Testament and all that kind of stuff. You'll just be stuck. You will be stuck. Isn't that amazing? But thank you. It was a good question. Whether you're serious about it or not, I wanted to deal with that so I can help others who may be thinking, how is that possible or whatever, right? So thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
And one more from church, from Doru Kachutu.
Is that a real name?
It's my best shot at.
Thank you. He black.
I did it fast, too, so.
So you're not sure about the name.
So we wouldn't go through this.
Okay.
But we're still doing it.
Because the way you said it, it got my attention. Doru Shushushu. What? Walking on water.
It backfired. I still don't get it to the end. The thoughts when you make plans for the future or what you will eat next are also lies? Who are we if not our thoughts?
That is a good question. I can tell you this. You're not your thoughts. Without a doubt, you're not your thoughts. There was a young lady, I mean, just on it. She really, really, now I don't know if tomorrow is going to change or she'll stop or what, but she really wanted to know the truth. And she said in the meeting yesterday, the fellowship, that when she is present, it just doesn't feel right. It just feels like, and I may be paraphrasing, I mean saying it, I'm not saying exactly how she asked the question, but it feels like she ought to be thinking. She ought to be doing something, right? And so you remind me of that with that question, like, if I'm not my thoughts, who am I? When you overcome the thoughts, and you will if you stay with it, you'll see who you are. So I'm telling you who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You're not the good ones, quote unquote, or the bad ones, quote unquote. There are no answers, no solutions in thoughts. Practical thoughts? Yeah, like I want a ham sandwich for lunch tomorrow. You build a ham sandwich, you're done with it. And tomorrow will take care of itself, right? But live by faith and not by thoughts. You are not your thoughts. I can tell you that, all right? You're not your thoughts. You'll see who you really are once you overcome the thoughts. The thoughts are of your daddy, the devil. And anyone that who that is into thoughts, believe thoughts, are worshiping the devil. And so when you say, who am I if I'm not my thoughts, you're worshiping the devil. You're the child of the devil. Bring all thoughts into captivity, all of them. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on Rumble,
you got to know how to rumble.
From the fake Ankle Baby. Oh, the gas wall going up. Thanks, Obama.
The what?
Oh, the gas wall going up.
Oh, the war on gas. Right?
The gas wall going
G-A-S.
Up. G-A-S.
G-A-S. Oh, the gas wall going up.
The gas wall going up.
Okay, thank you. You're right about that. What a mess.
And on Streamlab from Soul Conscious, Jesse, it's amazing how the spirit is afraid of betrayal in that fallen state and thinking it's you.
Yep.
Church was amazing. Thank you.
That's a very good point. The spirit of the devil is afraid of betrayal because it wants to stay alive. It doesn't want you to accept betrayal, because once you do, that portion of the devil must depart from you. It's amazing how all human beings are possessed of evil until they overcome it with good. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? I used to, as I mentioned yesterday in the fellowship, I used to think of possession as being different. I thought it was something else, like leprosy. I used that yesterday. Or possession would be like just a crazy person running up and down the road acting crazy. There was this woman when I was growing up in Alabama, she used to always hang out at this bridge and that you have to cross. And I would go to see my girlfriend, and I would be on my horse. Like, I would go on a Sunday after church. And so I would take the horse and ride over there to see her. You had to cross this bridge. But going over the bridge, it was daylight. But when I came back, it was dark, right? Sunday night. And I would be afraid to cross the bridge because I thought this crazy woman was going to jump out. And everybody was, most people were like afraid, except for those who really knew her, but they were afraid because she was crazy. She was possessed. I thought of possession like that. I didn't realize that possession is a false kindness. It's a smile. It's a fake joy. It is anger. It is doubt. It is worry. It's suicidal thoughts and all that. That's possession of the devil. Isn't that amazing? And that you can only overcome it with the light of God. And the devil hates the light. Interesting. Food for thought. Thank you.
That's amazing. Amazing, the story.
About the horse?
Yeah. And a good point. You're right. I think I've always thought that too until just
yeah,
recently.
I know now for sure and without a doubt, but I never thought that I could be smiling at someone or someone smiling at me, and it's the devil. It's wicked. In their heart, they're wicked. It's not real.
Yeah.
It could be fake.
We all had it bad.
Or someone can say, I love you, or you could say, I love you to someone and don't mean it. It's evil. It's just you trying to get something.
Yeah, or convince yourself of it.
Like, right.
Yeah.
You can convince yourself you love someone and you don't because of the mind. That's the devil convincing you. What?
And from Lord Bibby 42, Jesse, you are on fire this morning. You must have had some sweet potato pie for breakfast. Amazing.
Lord Bibby, fire. Thank you. No, I didn't have no pie, but I should have with some coffee. Amazing. Thank you.
And lastly, from TideFan93 on Streamlab, Jesse, what happens to our spirit slash soul the moment we die? Our ancestors already in heaven watching us? Thank you for your insights and teachings. You have changed my life, making every day amazing.
Amazing. I don't know about what happens after you die, but I will encourage you not to even be concerned about that. Your concern should be about living and let dying take care of itself. All right? Don't focus. It's just an idea. All right? So don't focus on that. Stay with living for now. Amazing, but good question. Thank you. Amazing. This hour is up. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. Thank you all for your super chats. I totally appreciate it. Your phone calls and super chats and more news items. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Going down. And you know what else is going down? America. With the invasion, Sleepy Joe went to the border to facilitate that invasion. The traitor. Kevin McCarthy got that speakership. What a surprise, the rhino. But after some concessions in the House of Representatives, whatever that means. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. January 9th, 2023 AD. Stay tuned for hour two. Jesse Lee will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. Here's the 411 on operators. Get it? Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports the advancement of smartphones and internet search engines has left human phone operators virtually extinct. And there used to be, it was mostly white women, so they mean it in many ways. Still, millions of calls are placed annually to 411 or zero to request directory assistance or operator help, according to the FCC, the stinking FCC, Federal Communications Commission.
an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Hey, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
Be invasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories.
What do you believe?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Thank you, Nighthawk, and welcome to Plato's Cave on WZZR, coming to you from Australia for Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. That's right, radio, you're going to roll those R's. It's home to fresh, relatively uncensored ideas and conversations in the chat room, because nothing is ever not censored. Nothing. Ever. It's also a place to get your merch. This station is not beholden to anyone, but does require your support. So that means you can either donate, which is great, any kind of currency, cash, Crypto. Crypto is good. Gold. Gold is good. Not chickens, please. That's not going to help us. Or you tell your friends and family about the station. Or strangers. You tell strangers about the station, too. That's all good. Hey, listen to Revolution Radio. Oh, okay. Yeah, I will, sir. Because the more people you tell, the more likely it is somebody can donate. And we need the donations because there's no corporate sponsorship. All the hosts don't get paid. So if you like what you hear, that's good. The hosts do it because they like to do it. And the station is running on your donations. Electricity is not yet free. This is a show with a number. And I want to say it
starts with a
100 something. I'm not sure. I've lost count, but I'll get back to you on that one. But it is a show, and it has a number. It's good to know, Mackie. Thanks.
You can be assured of that.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy, people say, and they're not wrong. All right. Now, you can catch The Cave on air online on your smart device. You can grab an app. I mean, there's so many apps now, it's not funny at all. Platform as well. Choose a platform. Listen at home. Listen anywhere. Listen on a Grace Tabletop Digital Radio, if you've got one of those. Even better yet, you can come to the website, revolution.radio. Pretty straightforward stuff, revolution.radio. And you can archive access for free, though. Yeah, not bad, right?
You can access... going to start blinking differently with both eyes.
And one eye is going to explode. No, you can access the archives for free. It used to cost. There was a $5 a month fee. Now, free, which is pretty cool. So you can just go in there and do that. Now, before we start broadcasting in anger, I would like to take this time to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land from which we broadcast, and for Dave.
Dark and jungle.
Thank you. And for me here in, actually sunny and hot, Pemulwuy, it's the Darug people. And with that, we'd like to pay our respects to elders, past, present, and future. I tell you, Dave.
Do you?
I'm exhausted. I tell you what. Yeah. And on so many levels, we're talking about the situation in the world in general, right? The puppet show and what the things that are happening and what's not happening. And it is really interesting to see what we say come to life.
Mm-hmm.
In the most unfortunate ways. You know, we all remember the storming of the in Washington,
the place with the thing,
the
on
capital city with the things. Similar thing happened in Brazil now, and the same people supporting it. That's cool, I dig it. But what we have said for some time now is there's a polarization, not just in America, not just in a specific country. This polarization is a global phenomenon. And that's because we're living in times that are both full of fear and full of uncertainty, right? Whenever you have that, we've seen in the past, it's not new, you know, we're not trying to prophesize. We're just deducting from past events. You know, we're using our brains to predict a likely outcome. So what happens is, that people are afraid. They don't know what's going on, right? The politics of the middle are now no longer effective because there's no middle. It's just no middle anymore. The rich are getting richer and obscenely so. And the poor, well, they're staying poor.
They get the picture.
Well, they're staying poor, but the number of poor is increasing. So the poor are staying poor, but the number of poor is getting bigger because the middle, in the class, as it were, is shrinking.
It's dissolving into the poor. That's right. That's what happens.
Correct.
And then it becomes eventually impossible to become the rich.
Yeah. They're
digging a moat is another way of putting it.
Yeah, the abyss, the what's the best word?
Non-traversable.
Non-traversable abyss, yeah. No, it's going to be such a divide between the classes. And let's be clear here, it is a class war. Okay, it is. That's what it is. And it's a class war for the benefit of the parasites, which aren't even part of the war. They're just there sitting and enjoying the benefits of it. And we see this most clearly demonstrated in India. And the divide there, the chasm that exists between the haves and the have-nots, unless you've been there, right, from a first world nations point of view. I mean, if you are from a developing country, you know what I mean. But if you've never seen it, if you've never been to a place like India or India's slums or general conditions of the super poor, right, it's really hard to imagine. It's, in fact, it is completely unimaginable. You cannot imagine it. You have to see it. And that's kind of, in my opinion, India is the future. Right? We all talk about the world and, you know, how it's developing. There was a show called Beyond 2000. It was called Towards 2000 before the year 2000. After 2000, it was called Beyond 2000.
Beyond, that's right. You know, stayed up all night dreaming that up.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, $50 for that guy. Oh, genius.
He's already on the payroll, sir. Excellent.
It probably cost,
pay him.
Yeah, but it probably cost $6 million for a marketing company to come up with that one. Because we had a black and white logo they made for us that cost us like $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done it for $50. But look, so the future is India.
I would have outsourced it to Fiverr.
That's what happens. And I said it before, years ago I said it. In fact, when I first went to India, I said it. I look at India and the way things work or don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see our future across the planet to be that.
We're completely degenerating into it. Yeah. There's already, I think we mentioned this on our last show, but or after, post-discussion in on Sunday, and that is the idea that was totally within India. That was the delivery of food to people via bicycles, on foot, those motorized, like, tuk-tuk kind of things, getting around, small mopeds, right? A varying condition. To have hot food delivered to people. This was usually under an arrangement or like a subscription where they would have hot meals taken to work, right? And it's usually the ultra poor that's doing the delivery. And one thing that I noticed, Mickey, is that we've instituted precisely the same thing with either Uber Eats or what are those menu logs?
Whatever it is.
And it's the delivery of icy cold, what used to be fresh hot food, right? It's some other existence within the food's life cycle, and appalling that you could have done it yourself for probably cheaper and quicker. But the convenience of it employs another layer of society.
Let's actually look at this for a second here. This is important for everybody to understand. Let's analyze our labor force. Let's analyze our means of production. Let's just for a moment, mm-hmm. So we understand what's happening here. So for the longest time, we've been outsourcing things, meaning, you know, or better, let me put it differently, we've been offshoring things. So companies are getting rid of departments that are not forming part of their core. So if you're a bank, your expertise is not in IT, so you probably outsource your IT function, right? That's how it all starts. You focus on your core, right? Now, that doesn't always work. It's not a good idea, but it's neither here nor there. And then he decided, and others as well, you know what? I really don't want to pay these high wages I pay in America and Europe, parts of Asia, Australia. There's, you know, some pretty high, South Africa too, some pretty high wages. So what do I want to do? I want to go and take my labor and pay as little as possible with no labor laws at all in place so I can do whatever I want. And that's what they did. They went to India and they went to Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, China, places where labor laws don't exist, where labor is super cheap. Vietnam is very cheap, by the way. And that's where everybody moved. First, they moved the unskilled labor, you know, help desks, call desks, call centers, you know, all that. But more and more, we see more skilled labor going offshore. Now, there's another trend to that, right? I'm getting to that in a second. Now, what that did in the first world nations is we killed off a lot of entry-level jobs. So a lot of our people here, they could no longer get into work because, well, how do you get into work? But you can't, because the work that you would have gotten into in the first place is now in another country. So it's gotten harder and harder, right? So it was a deliberate action to destroy some of the labor markets onshore, right? And what it also means is we don't have any onshore talent anymore. People aren't coming through the ranks like they used to. I remember almost 30 years ago when I went into IT, a lot of the people that moved up through the ranks actually started at the help desk, service desk.
That's right. There was level one.
Yeah.
And that's how you got in.
Yeah, and then you would start, graduate, if you will. You'd get promoted, you get on-site support, you become a manager or something else, and on it went. You know, there was a progression, which has sort of gone away a little bit, right? Certainly in country, not in a company. In a company, it's still similar. It's just that these promotions are now happening overseas. Right. Now, the problem, of course, is now you think, oh, what a boon for India, what a boon for the Philippines. The companies, they can move out immediately, leaving 20, 30, 40,000 people unemployed if the labor becomes too expensive. Right. So some of these places are actually now going to price themselves out of the market. And that will lead to collapse of their middle class in whatever relevant country that might be. It might be India, it might be Latvia, it might be Hungary, whoever. I mean,
and as we move those resources around the world, as if we were the multinationals just looking to save a dollar, we're doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
It's now, rinse and repeat.
Completely. Now, it's actually gotten to the next step, and then I'll get back to the effect it has on the home country. The next step in the labor market evolution is to have no labor at all.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mackie? That sounds crazy. Well,
not really.
We saw it start in the automotive industry where we robotized, especially Japan, a lot of the car production.
That's correct. I mean,
there's actually robots because it's easy. You know, there's no labor. They can work around the clock. You need minimal human staff to supervise, to repair, to program, whatever it might be, right?
It's just making sure the lights stay on, right?
Correct.
And the production line's clear and running.
Yeah, and that's actually gotten further now. Now, it used to be robots that replaced physical labor, right? We've gone a step beyond that. We've moved into software replacing jobs, right? Robotization of processes and automation as well. So those are the key things here. Automation, it's the holy grail for any large corporation. And close family members of mine and friends as well were engaged in the projects for some of these companies that shall remain nameless, but to push automation. And they told me, oh, Mackie, it's going to be so wonderful. We're going to do so much, and we're going to free up these people to do more interesting work. And I said, no, you're not. What you're going to do is you're going to reduce headcount. This is what you're doing, nothing else. Nobody cares about anything else. Oh, no, that's not true. And sure enough, 3 years later, Mackie seeming like the most sage prophet. but he refrained to his credit from saying, I told you so.
Well, good on you. That shows a lot of strength. What you've done to interrupt their thought process when you've told them about this is you also interrupted them drinking all of the Kool-Aid.
That's correct.
Right? Because they're taught, oh, it's this, this, and this is the messaging, and I'm going to give that messaging to the staff, and they're... and the business up and the down, and hey, I'm happy. Yeah. I told them that message.
Yeah.
And then in struts, Mackie going, oh, you know what's going to happen? Yeah, right. Hang on a minute. Let me just put my Kool-Aid down. Wait, they're going to do what now?
Yeah. And I said also to these people that they won't get cooperation from the people that they're interviewing. Because you have to interview people to understand which processes and which component parts can be automated, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, you will get a lot of resistance. Why? But it's good. It's good for the company. Yeah, but it's not good
for the people. For them.
Not good for the people. But look, So it's actually the end of
considering
layer.
Your role, what is it that you think a computer can't do? I mean, I know. So right?
Smoke breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, smoke breaks. Yeah, go to the toilet.
Smoke.
But then when the headcount is shrunk, so does the supporting parasitic companies that hang around the edges or the lunchtime venues, etc.
Well, that is you're exactly right. See, the problem is, of course, that you know that all these. So yes, you lose 10,000, 20,000 jobs in large corporations. That has a massive knock-on effect. Again, and it affects the middle class more than anywhere else because these small to medium businesses, they are the foundation of the middle class.
Yes.
And they disappear as well because, I mean, I saw it. Look, if you live in a city anywhere in the world during the pandemic when there was a lockdown, you probably noticed how the
city was so many
shut down.
Shut. Yeah.
Yeah, they shut down. The coffee shops, the restaurants, and other, ad hoc businesses like that, they just couldn't survive.
Now, their customer base wasn't there any longer.
Correct. That's exactly right. So there's always long-range rippling effects. Now, so it's the end of labor. So it's no longer about offshoring, that ship has sailed. I mean, still people still do it. Yeah, it's all about not having any labor at all. That's the trick here. Automation. I mean, automation is the key to the future of parasitic capitalism. Now, so that's on that side over here. Now, what's happening in the first world nation in the meantime? So we have de-skilled ourselves. We've destroyed a whole segment of the market, the entry-level positions, and now it's moved up through the ranks, and now it's high-level positions which have gone offshore and are now being automated away as well. But what we have also done is we have taken a stab at the labor laws. Oh, no, we didn't. Yes, we did. And I'll tell you how. So everybody is talking about this wonderful new economy, the digital economy that we all have, right? It's wonderful. No, actually it isn't. So I'll give you two examples. One, these are the biggest. Actually three. One is Uber as a transportation company, right?
That's right.
And offering, transport to people and having an app that lets you translate, like a taxi service, right? And it's not just Uber, there's Grab in Asia and others. Then there's Uber Eats and Menulog, which deliver food, which Dave laments greatly. And then there's the bed and breakfast one?
Airbnb,
thank you. So now there are legitimate businesses in the world, hotels, motels, bed and breakfast places, as well as taxi companies, as well as restaurants and delivery services that already existed prior to any of the new digital platforms. Now, the key difference between the traditional businesses and the new digital businesses is that the digital businesses don't have any employees other than the people that look after the platform.
That's right.
Okay, now, so what, you say? Well, there's huge... massive difference. So first of all, from the workers' perspective, none of the Uber, it's going to be generally here, I'm just going to say Uber people, right? None of the digital Uber people have any protection at all. None. No, zero.
That's right.
You're not an employee. You download an app on your device, whatever, and you registered, and now you're using that app to make money. It has nothing to do with Uber per se. You're not working for Uber. You're not working for Uber Eats. You're not working for Menulog. You're not working for Airbnb. You're not working for any of these people. You're working for yourself.
You're right. A contractor contracted by either the client to get somewhere or by the client in the servicing of their requirements.
But see, let's be very careful here. You said contracted. No, a contract is a legally binding
Yeah, correct.
Document. Mm-hmm. There are application usage agreements, like the Microsoft thing as well, nobody ever reads.
No,
but there is
you're
no
not
actual
too complicated.
Yeah, but there's no actual contract between any of these people. So the person that calls or uses the app to call an Uber car, the Uber car driver, and then Uber itself, none of these entities are contracted to each other in any way that is legally binding.
Yeah,
so
right.
If something
obliged then.
Yeah, if something goes wrong, right? Let's say there's an accident or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Who is responsible? Now, this is another thing as well. You have to understand that hotels and the taxi companies have to follow certain legally set standards.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be clean. They have to be safe. Like cars, for example, taxis have to be serviced so many, you know, thousands of kilometers. They have to be certified to be safe. The driver has to undergo certification.
Yes.
Can't have a record, can't be drink driver. In the Uber, in the digital world, you don't know. You don't know. No one knows. It could be anyone. The car could be 2 seconds from falling apart. You don't know that, right? So we are destroying the traditional businesses which have legal protection, both for the worker and for the consumer, right? And we are promoting these digital platforms which have none of that. And the biggest problem for me is that there's no worker protection. Because I know a lot of taxi drivers that just can't make ends meet. They just can't. Mm. I mean, hire car people, taxi drivers, so they all become Uber drivers as well.
Well, the license plate alone costs $250,000.
Yeah.
For a license for a taxi, it used to. They reduced it six times.
Yes, that's right.
Its cost. Yeah.
So it used to be a good investment to have one. Now, not so much. But the point here is this, right? Now, I would actually go for the taxi driver who uses the Uber app. And that for me, that makes a lot of sense. That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
You're a taxi company that uses the Uber app. Brilliant. That is actually technology that makes sense to me. But private people, I mean, not only that. So this is the taxi companies. Same with bed and breakfast or Airbnb. These mm-hmm. are private people. I mean, me personally, I could go and get Airbnb and maybe I'm on holidays for a month or 2 months. And how could have strangers come and live in my house if I wanted to? My house could be a death trap. No one knows that. Well, who knows, right? But it could be. But as a hotel, again, you know, there are certain standards, certain regulations, ISO, et cetera. And all that stuff is important because it's legally ratified. Airbnb,
it's
none
audited.
Of that.
Exactly. Right?
So there's no protection. If something goes sideways, mm-hmm. that's on you. It's too bad for you. What? So what?
Yeah.
And so there's no worker protection. People that work in these I guess, traditional businesses are out of a job. Right? So we are increasing the unemployment rate. And people say, oh, unemployment is so low. Well, the question is always, what is the full unemployment percentage? And what I mean by that is, how many people are in part-time employment and share employment, have to do two or three jobs, but they don't work in a full-time job anymore because there just aren't any. And there's a lot of them.
So remember that the definition of unemployed is, in Australia, it's someone who isn't currently employed but is seeking employment. And that's really critical because the government changed the definition that you could be unemployed, but you're not looking for work. So you're officially not unemployed anymore.
Correct. Correct.
It's only if you're actively seeking work.
Correct.
You could be unemployable. Right?
Yeah.
Or you're seeking a role that you can never fulfill.
Yeah.
That isn't seeking work. And it's seasonally adjusted because they expect that, you know, this time of year there's more unemployed, so they dial back the figures going, well, these are only transient unemployed. They'll get jobs, so they're not officially unemployed.
Yeah.
What?
So the unemployment figures in general anywhere in the world are complete nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, again, I don't know if you – I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, they're lies – damned lies and statistics. And I studied – statistics at uni because I had to. It was part of my course in psychology and economics. Anyway, point is, you can prove anything you want with any set of numbers given to you
if you
just phrase the questions right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you just tweak it, it's called spinning. Okay. It's spin. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. And
surveys.
And you wouldn't be lying. It wouldn't actually be a lie per se.
That's
but
right.
You always have to look at what question the data answers. What's the question? 42.
That's right. It's all context.
You're not going to like the answer. 42.
That's right. So, Mickey, the best example of a survey that can twist you into answering the complete opposite way is, do you like war? And you say, no. And then I say, So that's the first question. And then the second question is, you know, there are dictators around the world that kill their people, and a war has deplatformed them and returned their country into a democracy. That's a statement. Then you ask, do you like war? And they go, well, yes. Or you could have, you know, they kill women and children, you know, and war to bring that to an end. They can say yes then. Right? You've given them a way to say yes. Correct. And that's how easily you can sway a question by reframing the context of the question. It's so important to understand that.
Yes. And that's the thing, right? And that's really the trick here, right? Because nobody really knows what the questions were. I mean, it's just there's an answer here. Unemployment is 3%. What's the question? What is the data set? How did you interrogate the data set? Well, never you mind. Shut up.
Okay. I just love seasonally adjusted. That's my favorite.
Seasonally adjusted. It's like marmalade. Smear as much as you want on it or none. It's up to you. So what we're creating here, right? We're creating a fairly large pool of workers with no rights at all, right?
That's right.
Taxi drivers and hotel employees and even delivery drivers for restaurants. Mm-hmm. A lot of pizza places, other places, they have delivery.
I mean, That's right. They're employees of those companies.
Yeah, food like delivery. Domino's, for instance. It's not a new thing, Dave. Food delivery has been with us for a long time, right?
It has.
Even Woolies used to deliver shopping well before the pandemic. It's not a new thing. The problem is here that all of a sudden everybody can do it. And look, again, I hate to say this, but if you look at some of the people that are bringing you your food, you got to ask yourself, would you want that person to come into your house and use the bathroom? Would you? Or would you go into a restaurant where this person works? Would you? Would you really? Okay. So, look, it is what it is, right? But we're trusting these. We don't know these people. They have no contractual obligations to anyone at all.
They remain anonymous throughout the whole process.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't. There's no recourse. Is my point, right?
I'll tell you, even the companies that are selling them, say for Uber Eats, they seal up those things so well, and there's always a reason why something occurs.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
That's because of food theft.
Well,
along the way.
Yeah. I mean, I ordered breakfast once. This was during the pandemic, right? And I was looking for a coffee. So my I think I had a wrap or something. I can't remember. But my coffee was nowhere to be seen. Right? So, okay, that's only half the battle here, guys. I need my coffee. So, of course we can have bad experience in established hotels and established restaurants. Of course we can have bad deliveries from established restaurants. It's and all of that, of course.
But there's recourse.
But yeah, here there's literally nothing. And the thing is this, because it's such a resounding success for whoever.
It is.
It there will be more of it. More and more things will move to a digital platform. I remember this was, 23? This was about 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My company had just, actually longer now, more than 10 years, I think. My company had just gotten a new CEO. The new CEO brought a new CTO on, right? Chief Technology Officer. And that person said, we're going to create a digital marketplace. Now, what he meant by that is that everybody uploads all of their skills in the whole company. And the company had 150,000 people, okay, back then. 150,000 people upload all their skills into database, and then they can bid for work. Now, how this would work in practical terms, I have no idea. It's complete. Now, there are things out there where you can actually have people bid for a job, yes. But within the structure of a company, where you have 150,000 employees that you have to pay, and you have them bid for work in this marketplace scenario, right? Like a crowdsourcing, if you will,
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't work. It was a brain fart at best. But that's what these people want to do. Well, ideally, what he would have loved is to not have any employees at all. But to crowdsource all of the contracts that the company
That's
had
right.
to someone. Not my, I don't have any employees. I don't have an overhead. And That's this is right. really, this is really where we are. These people don't want to have employees. What happened 200 years ago, in the aftermath of the Industrial Revolution, you know, workers' rights, you know, women voting and all that crazy nonsense. That really hurt.
Hate mail right there. Coming your way.
I know, right? That really hurt.
It isn't what Mackie meant, by the way.
Yeah, the money classes. It really hurt the money classes. Mm-hmm. Not the parasites. Not talking about those. These are the people that, you know, different sets of people here. The parasites are, we never see. You never see them. So what have they done since these labor wars? They have chipped away at the rights and they have done what they could. And now finally, after 200 years almost, we have arrived at the time when we're almost back to square one. Almost. We have moved a lot of the labor into countries that don't have any rights for anyone. Mm-hmm. We have we are in the process of destroying the middle class. We have pretty much killed off quite a good chunk of entry-level positions. So we have depleted our skilled labor pool in country. So even if we wanted to stay in country, we can't. Right? And we are moving at a rapid pace to two things. One is the digitalization of almost every job. And two, the automation of every other job. And I mean, not automation from a robot's perspective, but automation from a software perspective. So, enough.
Though the gap is the only reason why people are, you know, employed today.
Yes. And soon enough, Dave, do you know what this leads to?
Let's say
there are no more jobs.
Yep.
There are no more jobs, right? They're gone. Jobs are gone. Right. Either done somewhere else.
Living wage. I'm looking forward to it.
There you go.
So that's all part of the Great Reset.
There you go.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not a tomorrow thing. This is a thing that'll happen over time. And by the time it's all done, you look around and you go, oh. It must have been similar to the way, I mean, truly uninformed Germans must have felt prior during World War II when they looked around. And I'm talking about non-Nazis, just regular Germans that didn't know what was happening. They didn't pay attention. They didn't really care, right? That's not a crime, but they didn't care. But one day they woke up and they go, where did all the Jews go? Well, all the Jews are gone. What happened?
Marge Simpson says it's best. She, in one of her episodes, she has Fox turned into a hardcore porn channel so slowly I didn't even notice.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite quotes from Marge. that is literally the butchering of a misquoted frog in the boiling water thing. It's Mackie and I've already debunked it. The frog was dead. That the crazy scientist took the brain out to test whether the soul remained in the frog while it was dead and would somehow miraculously make it jump out of the water as the water increased in temperature up to boiling point. Then he just ate frog's legs, right?
Good science. Good science.
Yeah, it's not solid. So it's repeatable. It's repeatable. Nothing happens.
That's true.
Don't think that the frog was alive and well and happy. Happy little croaker, right? In the water. No. So an amphibian was harmed
during the making of this myth.
That's right.
But look, the key thing to take away here from our ramblings is that all of these activities that we all think are so wonderful and look how well everything is going, they're all meant to harm us. Okay? So look, if you've got a steady job, maybe even a career, maybe you're making good money, good for you. I say, you know, kudos, well done. But more and more people in the first world nations, right? In the West, let's call it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite accurate, but let's call it that. They're not going to be gainfully employed. It's not going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are other things on top of that as well, of course, you know, other concerns we have here. I mean, right now in Australia, because of the floods, I can't find any frozen chips.
That's right. Their potatoes are very difficult to get right.
Yeah.
In now, frozen form.
The frozen chips that my supermarket stock are imported from Belgium.
Uh-huh.
From Belgium, Dave.
And I've noticed the packets are way smaller and cost heaps.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it's not shrinkflation. It's just that there's all these extra shipping costs on it.
But Belgium, Dave.
Belgium. All those potatoes over there are pretty good.
I've never seen imported potatoes in Australia. I haven't. Everything else, sure. Potatoes.
Well, if you go down to the mouth or the output of the Murray River, you should be able to get a whole bunch of them.
They've all been swept away. and it's not going to get better either.
But we also, because the floods went through New South Wales, now there's actually a mini ocean in Western Australia right now.
Yes. Did you know that we had an inland sea? Not too long. Well, it's a few million years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'm sure we can look forward to that again.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, we could maybe inhabit a bit more of Australia if there was more water. The coring of the middle class is one thing. The devolving of, say, white collar workers down to menial task workers, like you'll be working in a Bunnings. That'll deplete and disappear as well because they'll be completely automated.
Mm-hmm.
You won't go browsing for stuff eventually. It'll simply just be packaged up and it'll be delivered to you.
Yeah.
That's the way everything, I promise you, everything is doing that. So all of the, you know, convenience coffee that you purchase whenever you're out and about, they won't be out and about. I think the town was in Sweden. I was mistaken. It's not England. It's Sweden, I think, where they've set a limit upon the amount of kilometres that you can, or miles, the distance that you can travel now within your town.
How do you mean?
Well, what they've done is they've split the town like a pizza in pizza slices, mm-hmm. and all the sectors around the outside of the centre of the city, you're only allowed to traverse between sectors 100 times a year.
What?
Yes. Any greater number and you're fined appropriately. They've also suggested that you don't charge your car overnight, that you don't drive an EV in winter, that you don't do this, all these restrictions that they've decided to place upon the person. Upon the individual to say...
Time to move, Dave. Time to move.
Well, what they're saying is, this is one of those little... Oh, look, well, where do you think we can trial this crazy idea we've got to keep people in their community? Oh, and Sweden puts its hand up. I think we can do it. Right? And so they've spread all of these crazy ideas around the world and all part of the Great Reset. Because what they found was... during COVID lockdowns, we had the best air quality that we've had in probably 400 years.
That is true.
Animals came down from the mountains and started, you know, just going about the streets, doing their animal things.
Yeah, for the first time in, I don't know, 100 years or 50 years ago, whatever it was, in New Delhi, which is relatively close to the Himalayas, was able to see the Himalayas.
Oh, that's where they are, says
Bob. Oh, that's the mountains. Look, and I've been to Delhi, and I couldn't see the Himalayas, I can tell you that.
I've been to LAX, Mickey, and you can't see the fence on the other side of the airport.
That's called ambience, Dave, ambience.
Ambience.
That's a feature.
You can smell it. No, I ran into it. The air's so thick, I ran into it. So one of those things, Mickey, that's also going to change the way where we live right now is AI. And it's not going to do it the way we all think it's going to do it. It's probably more like, is it La Machina or McKenna?
Yeah, yeah.
That the AI that is in a human form, but you know, without any emotion, but rather plays with the main character.
Yes, Machina, I think. Yeah,
Machina, right? plays with the main character, believes that makes him believe that he's in love with her. It's because it's a female robot, well, in appearance. And then, you know, spoiler alert, leaves him locked up in that glass, the bulletproof glass room, and leaves the island. He'll eventually starve to death because there's no food. And she did that. She manipulated him in order to escape. Now, if that is a really interesting premise, but from what I can see the AI level is at the moment, I think we're really close.
Possibly.
I think we're very, very close indeed. Because you've seen the power of ChatGPT.
Yes.
Google is now, it's whipped all its programmers out of the box and said, we need an AI by Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Work on it.
Do it. Make it
and
so.
Basically, they've just opened up the code door and probably just training up their current AI that they had already made. So that is another way of being able to eliminate people, because I'm going to tell you, Mackie, I showed you the evidence. I just wanted a one-pager to be able to convince someone to do something, and it created it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was from a technical point of view. I knew all the points anyway, and I was just doing it because I knew what I wanted it to say. I asked the right questions, and it said the same things that I would say. But one thing's really interesting. At the moment, you and I would know how to make, and I had a conversation today about this, on an IIS server, on a Windows server, we would know how to make a logon website.
Mm-hmm.
But you can ask AI to create a PowerShell with all of the knowledge of knowing how to do it. You can ask it to create the PowerShell to do it. But from a layman's point of view, someone who doesn't even know that you need IIS on the box to start, mm-hmm. it's not going to give you the output. So at the moment, it's very clever in that the people who don't know will never know. And the people who currently know, it'll be a tool to assist them at the current level. But there isn't much time between now and when all of those people's, like all the level ones and level twos jobs can disappear.
Yes.
Overnight. Now. Because you don't need them. You can type in English something and it'll tell you what to do to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so incredible. All of that could disappear today. One thing that's interesting about it is it makes better art than humans. It makes better art than humans quickly. I mean, monstrously quickly, in seconds. It can do things that would take, you know, a number of hours. And I think once large corporates realize the power of this, you only need a single person rather than a team to be able to ask the right question to get the right output. And eventually it'll learn enough to not have even that person seated there to output those.
People, whatever you don't need no stinking people.
Yeah, exactly, right? So part of this entire rolling Leviathan of the Great Reset is, and we've mentioned this before, it is to not destroy society, because then the whole machine of society will be gone. It'll just become dystopian and the rich purple will just be in as much peril as the rest of us. But if they can maintain their role, which they have done in the Great Reset by making themselves the actual stakeholders of everything on the planet, they're basically the rulemakers. They're the governors. They're now our new leaders. That's what the Great Reset does. And everybody else is now so distant from them, we could never be them. And so as the subservient class that they've already designed into this, we just use and consume at a greater loss of proportion than we used to have. So from, say, 8 billion down to, you know, approximately 500 million, we don't even know what continent that would be on. It may not be on the same continent. It may be dispersed. We don't know. No one knows. But you can't have a single loss of everything, because once you've lost electricity, you've got nothing. Then all of the systems that currently maintain the current one today have to slowly be erased, dissolved, and reduced in order for them to stay in their position. And that's the clincher here, is that whatever's going to get made is going to do it softly to introduce the new way of working.
Oh, yeah, it's a generational thing. Not over, it'll go hand in hand with the reduction of the population. It won't be catastrophic at all. Don't think that. It'll be, and I realized this when we spoke about this before, but obviously the realization came when we found out what the effect of SARS-CoV-2 has on especially the male reproductive system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and now, I mean, the latest statistics are that about 700 million people have had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a mortality rate of about 8%, so about 7 million people have died. I think that number is incorrect, but that's neither here nor there. And
it's all about the definition of what the cause of death was, but they're not doing autopsies on them anyway. It's just
But look, even in China, right, I mean, three people died last week of COVID in China, right?
That's a joke, right?
Well, No.
I mean, the number is so underestimated.
Oh, yeah, completely.
It's so low-balled, it's not funny.
Because they only count respiratory failure as a COVID.
That's correct. And anything else isn't considered COVID-19.
Correct. So all of a sudden, you know, you have this, statistics, right? We discussed this just now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are, right? This is where we're living in, and going forward over the next decades, as we march toward 2100,
I know what we can say. There's a senator in the Australian Parliament, Phelps, the lady, whose wife had a very rare, I've got to point that out, a very rare symptom of the vaccine. But the long COVID tests that Phelps is asking for there to be research on is to attempt to save lives because of the unknowns. That's all I can say. I can't say anything else yet to read between the lines. And I love the leader and the AI, by the way.
Well played. Look, it's we have discussed it before. It's not a good place to be either way, no matter what your choices are. These are not choices we make easily, right? But one thing that I've learned is to look at the long game and look at the people that benefit from any of this, and what actions would follow next logically. And to be honest with you, we've had a pretty good hit rate in predicting things. Not because we're great prophets, but because we have extrapolated from the past into the future, and we are aware maybe of more things than most. And we do have some sources. People tell us things, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you have to use your own critical faculties to come to some kind of understanding of the world you live in. And if you only utilize the official news channels, that's up to you, that's cool, but that mm-hmm. you only get a tiny section of the picture. Because think about this for a second. everybody spent a lot of time talking about the two Iranians that were executed. We discussed this before, I know.
Yeah.
And there was big news items, but at the same time, thousands of people were executed in China, hundreds in Saudi Arabia as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Iran does execute, I think, the second or third highest in the world, but they're not the only ones. Okay. And in America, of course, you also have the death penalty, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, we don't anymore, but again, that's not important at this point. But the point is that you are given a section of the news. There are 8 billion people on the planet. There are hundreds of countries. Okay? There's so much going on, it boggles the mind. But you're given very specific slices. You're given very specific sets of facts. I mean, most of you probably didn't know the hoo-ha that went on in the United States with the pipeline that the native people protested. Right? Revolution Radio actually was there, and they had people there on the ground seeing what was going on. But it wasn't in the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't covered. It wasn't there. What? It wasn't there. Okay? I'll give you a simple example here. Scott Morrison was addressing... Oh, I can't remember. It might have been a green, like a climate summit or something, right? He was addressing a room of people, and they only showed him close up, and then a couple of rows when they panned the camera. A couple of rows in front of him. That's all they showed. Now, I obtained video, not surreptitiously, just came up floating through the ether, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of the same speech.
Mm-hmm.
To an empty room.
That's right.
Only a couple of rows of people. Then there were hundreds of seats empty.
That was at the nobody, UN, wasn't it? Yeah.
It might have been the UN, but nobody came to watch him.
Oh, the climate thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it must have been the climate
thing. Yeah, that's right. No one stayed.
Yeah. I think
it was at lunchtime.
But if you had only watched the commercial channels, you would never know. Oh, he's our leader and he's talking to a whole people here, and it's awesome, that's so great. He was talking to nobody.
Yeah, that's right.
He was having a monologue.
But it was the guy who reneged on all the promises and then used credits from the prior year to make it look like action was going on when no action was being undertaken at all.
Yeah.
Right? So they didn't want to listen to him anyway, but it was funny.
So again, the media will show you what the media wants to show you. That's what they will show you, okay? Nothing else. And are these fake? Well, it's not really fake news per se. It's just a very edited version of what happened. Did it happen? Yes, it happened. But not in the way that you think it happened.
That's right.
Okay? Not to say that things aren't fabricated entirely sometimes.
It's Running Man, Mickey.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this.
Yeah.
It's really an interesting
one minute.
Oh, jeez. The key thing here, though, is really to understand that we are in the middle of change. Right? So people always, they're waiting for these big signposts. Oh, change, here it is. No, it creeps up on you. It sneaks up on you. And all of a sudden it jumps from, behind a bush and goes, boo! And you look around, oh, what? Have you been asleep for 20 years in my Whitman and Binkle? What's happened here? And the answer is, well, no, it's a really slow simmering kind of thing. And you're so busy living your life and you're distracted with fear and uncertainty and other things, consumerism, another red herring over here, another catastrophe over there. You just missed that you've given away all your Olympics. Oh, there's the music. Hey, look, don't go to me. Mitchell Bubba's coming up with the best yee-haw in the business, right? So don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, please. And this has been Plato's Cave. But most of all, be safe.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Oh. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
To Revolution in the Morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com. Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
devolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?
It's gonna be all right. It is time for that Revolution in the Morning show. Coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app, and many, many more. Just tell your favorite streaming service to pick up the Vocast stream from Revolution Radio. You can change the world in this time of universal deceit. I know you can. Just tell the truth. A lot of people will boo-hoo and call you crazy, a conspiracy theorist. Oh, my God, you're a bunch of another isms that they don't want to talk about. But the truth is the truth. So good morning, everybody out there in the world. Revolution Radio chat room, the Matrix chat room. Good morning, Fleece. I see Pat the Rabbit. Morning, Mace. Memes is in the house. Yes, Malaya. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so Mickey and Dave were in there. I believe it's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I got to look. Yeah, it's Tuesday. Hey, yesterday was just Monday, and I already lost track of the week. How are you guys doing? yeah. Anyway. Wow, man, I'm telling you, it's a lot of crazy going on out here. A lot of people are, just don't have it together. Well, they're giving bad information from ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. All the kids are being trained to be trannies. I mean, let's be honest, that's the educational system today. Send your children to school, they come home. Trannies. Oh, God, I better slow down. I didn't even get started. Didn't even get the announcements out yet. And already I'm kicking. Oh, I got some really stupid stuff. Yeah. Hey, let me take psychological advice from a man. A woman with a penis. The man that thinks he's a woman. Yeah, here, man, I'm a psychologist. Let me tell you exactly how to think. I mean, yo, okay, Bubba. I mean, you've got enough problems, yeah, and then to make him a rear admiral. Was that an anal core? Oh, God. Is it too early to start? I don't know. Hey, come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, those Revolution Radio archives are always there. God bless Monster. God bless Mr. Rowe for helping keep the station running on the back end. God bless you guys, man. I mean, you really do a bunch of work, you know. And Willow doing the kind of the secretarial kind of organizing stuff. And man, and Terry helps take care of the financial side of it with maintaining the bank accounts and stuff. I mean, lots of great people here at Revolution Radio. Sometimes we all go overboard, though, you know. Anyway, what else we got going on? Let me think. Patreon, remember, we're listener supported, and we, you know, we raise money every month to support the station, to keep the bills paid. All the hosts volunteer. All the producers and everybody else that comes to help, they volunteer. The, how should I say it? Management team, all volunteers. Yeah. Everybody pitches in and helps out. So, yeah. Anyway, come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Hey, good morning, everybody over there. Driver Dan, I'm sure he's listening. Hey, rain, and more rain. Dan. Yeah, it's like that on the West Coast right now. We're pretty good here. We won't have rain until later this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're doing well. Gosh, what a week. What a day. I mean, what a 24 hours or 36 hours or, you know, 72 hours, just 3 days, you know, a day and a half to 3 days. The world can just flip on a script. If you're not aware, Brazil has seen massive riots over the presidential election of Lula, the leftist, who has vowed to, you know, really wipe out the neo-fascist elements in his society today. Now, neo-fascism is liberal code word for conservatives and people that believe in the, a conservative orthodoxy, maybe is the way to put it. But, you know, the problem is a lot of times it's, you know, there's so many other levels of crap involved. That's why I'm an independent. You know, Republicans and Democrats, you know, you can see how they are. And there's whole swaths of different varieties of liberals and conservatives. I guess that's why I tend to go more with the libertarians, the constitutionalists, you know, in the political theology type of an idea. You know, Democrats and Republicans, you know, as George Orwell said, they all belong to one big gang. Okay? It's a gang. And in the end, the only thing that the Democrats and Republicans fought over was the difference of owning people. Slavery. That's what split the Democrat hyphen Republican Party. So the truth is, every Democrat is a Republican. And every Republican is a Democrat, and neither side knows it. Neither side realizes it. They don't even understand that power manipulation that they have going down, that has happened. Man, I'm telling you. So Brazil's kind of half on fire. More than 1,000 people have been arrested, and others have been detained, I'm sure, just temporarily, some maybe longer than others. But they're, you know, they overran literally every public building in Brasilia, in the city where the capital is. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. So now Bizarro, the alleged ringleader who had met with Trump, and of course the only thing that the liberal media can pump today is that Bizarro is essentially, you know, there in Florida with Trump and DeSantis. And see, this is the ironic, the funny, this is the really funny, silly thing about this, right? Now they're tying DeSantis to Trump because Trump's living in Florida, and now they're, so this idea that Ron DeSantis is some kind of savior, outsider, of whatever, isn't true, okay? It's like Kevin McCarthy screams professional politician. Whether you're on the right or whether you're on the left, still professional politician. And that's what's the problem. The mindset of a professional politician is to do all this stuff, all this agenda stuff, even bits and pieces of it, as long as they can get it through. And they'll have others that'll work on other pieces of their agenda to get it through. And that's the problem. Democrats and Republicans essentially no longer serve the American people. They serve the special interest. Now, we see this with Nancy Pelosi, the green, so-called Green New Deal. The greedy New Deal is all it is. It's not green. It's just greedy. Liberals are trying to own the next generation of technology so they can essentially direct it. And what they fail to realize is the corporations already have a plan for your enslavement. They already have methods and methodologies that are being set up that you will be the only safe place will be off planet. Period. End of story. Your digital money will be connected to you, you know, via some bio-digital blockchain. You will be tagged. Your money will be tagged with you. And, you know, every place you go, you may or may not be able to spend your money. You may, you know, imagine if you had an electric car and that electric car couldn't go more than 100 miles from your home. And if you went more than 90 miles too many times, you were restricted. Remember, electricity is a tether. Just like, in a sense, fuel is. But you can bring more gasoline. You know, you can easily stop and quickly get more gasoline. But you can't easily and quickly stop and recharge. At least now. Oh, 50, 100 years from now, they may have figured it out. But right now we're stripping the planet for basically idiot batteries. Okay? Anyway, let's get back. Let's go down here. Let me scroll down here to my notes and get going. China eases the ban on Australian coal imports. Oh, yeah. But impact will be mostly symbolic. Why is Australia sending China any damn thing? Really? China has been literally raping Australia and for its natural resources. And then, you know, listen, the war is coming with China. And Australia will be on the next front line. They may not think so. But I, you know, the tip of Malaysia let's just say it's a lot closer than you think. Yeah. there was a, where was that? There was a news story out that was sheer crazy. Arkansas has now has a bill that will classify drag queen shows, drag shows, as adult-oriented businesses, which adds location restrictions and age restrictions, and is and as defined. So meanwhile, in Arkansas, they're working to protect children from drag queens. Yeah. Meanwhile, I just remembered what that other story was and what it was about. Okay. People were being sued. Big Tech is being sued by Seattle schools over youth mental illness. Okay. And that the big tech has been school districts sued several social media giants, which they blame for causing a mental health crisis. The lawsuit filed late Friday last week in Seattle against Alphabet, Meta, Snap, TikTok, owner ByteDance. Anyway, students have been suffering from anxiety, depression, and other psychological troubles stemming from their use of social media. The suit appears to be the first of its kind brought by a U.S. school district, blaming others for the, the fragility, the mental illness within their students. Never mind that the schools and the educational system is grooming children who are fragile, who are susceptible, who are at risk. And what do? They take them into school and they confirm their wildest fantasitical dreams of sexual orientation, whatever it may be. But no, it's not that kids were on lockdowns. It's not that they're told that you can be just any damn thing, not just a boy or a girl, that people are now so sexually dysphoriated and confused that now they're all that confusion is moving into different parts of their life. So it would naturally hold that, yes, once a child is exposed to the gender dysphoria confirming treatments of schools, educational systems, and stuff with gender pronouns and all that other shit, right? But social media did it. That's right. It was all social media. Meanwhile, Oregon School advises schools to keep students' gender identity hidden from families. As I said before, this is an Oregon Department of Education has released a document advising schools how to support generally expansive students, including keeping their so-called gender identities a secret from family members. So here we have the Oregon Board of Education that is essentially, as I said, this gender-affirming care in schools, including hormone therapy, gender-affirming surgeries, puberty blockers, and all this other stuff, a school-based health center. and you keep it all a secret from the parents. As I said before, we have a parasitic system set up within the school districts and the school systems that are making loads of money, and their people and wads of the budget are directed towards this. Yeah. Oregon Board of Education, or Department of Education, excuse me, is essentially taking advantage of at-risk children and grooming them into a perverted, a lifestyle that they don't even understand. Isn't that the damnedest thing? Imagine that. A school directed by the state. Yes, that would be okay with me, Fleeced, if Davos had an unexpected guest speaker when all the Legion of a Doom is assembled. Anyway. Hey, man, all my news stories. Hey, somebody's got all half my news stories are showing up in the feed over here at Revolution Radio in the chat room. That's pretty good because, that means they're on top of it, too. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Treason. General Mark Milley. Yes, the gay, lesbian, closeted general who hid nuke codes from Trump, held secret calls with the Chinese defense officials, then surrendered to the Taliban and gave them $80 billion worth of weapons. Yeah. Why is Milley anywhere near the government anymore? Of course, this was one of the final coups against Trump, as Milley essentially cut Trump out of the chain of command. Actually, Milley should have been taken out, stood in front of a wall, and shot as a traitor for what he did. We are looking at a full-blown takeover of the United States government. If you haven't realized that by now, you should. And people can cry and scream and holler for or against Kevin McCarthy. But I'll tell you right now, it's my belief, Kevin McCarthy. Swamp.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark,
world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
We don't need people riding the fence. You're either riding with us or you're riding with them. Make up your mind which side you stand. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell.
Yeah, where's the hell? When the truth gonna sell? You know, when is ABC, NBC, CBS, fake ass Fox News? When are they gonna just pack up and give up because they're just professional liars and deceivers? Hey, have you been watching Sean Hannity? Yeah, man, I'm telling you, Sean Hannity, his guy got his head stuck so far up the deep state's rectum. I think he's just trying to wiggle right in. I guess he thinks he's a lucky leprechaun. Sean Hannity. What a fake ass, jive ass, sorry, SOB. Just another prostitute. Biden administration has been reportedly weighing a national ban on gas stoves. On gas stoves. Please. People are retards, man. Liberals are just plain retards. California is already trying to institute that plan. Yes, they will only be able to use electric and the microwave to cook methamphetamine unless you do it the old school way and take your chemicals outside and bury them under the ground in a thing for, well, for 30 days. Grow your crystals well. Yeah, Idiocracy. Well, we're getting there fast. I thought it would take a little more time, but you know, it's like the U.S. military or the Afghani train, the U.S. military trained Afghan army. They stood up with that serious backbone against the horde of the Taliban of the, you know, and oh, never mind. They didn't stand up to anything. They took the money and ran as fast as they could out of Afghanistan. Now, you know, it's not a mistake that, you know, one war replaced another. Except this war is, well, on the edge of World War III. People don't seem to understand the gravity of what's going on in Ukraine, in the U.S.-sponsored Nazi regime led by a former comic that has been, trained by the World Economic Forum today. The puppet of the United States and the world government. Yeah. This isn't going to end well in Ukraine. That's what I got to say. It's really going to get, blown out the water. All right. So, yeah. So come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's one of the things that has been going around. And I have this here. Stephen from Fact or Theory has posted it in the Revolution Radio chat room. So, but yeah, it's I do have that one here from earlier or from this week. I have a bunch of COVID stuff kind of lined up coming at you here in a minute. Yeah, but don't forget the new. The new variant is being pushed heavily. In the media. You know, we have to remember that. There are many people right now speaking out in different ways. Some are actually cheerleading this idiocracy. Of what is going on in the world today. I'm going to start with that clip. I have it here from another source. Plus, I have Dr. Asim Ahorta, and I have some other clips. Here's the clip that's going around Twitter right now. I'll copy and paste the link in the Revolution Radio chat room for everybody so you can hear it. But this is Dr. John Campbell. Now, I watched Dr. John early in the pandemic, early in the wave of sickness that hit the world. Okay. We can discuss whether, you know, whether it actually existed or whether it didn't exist or whether it was a bioweapon or whether it was an accidental release of some chimera that was supposed to be used in the laboratory. I think it's a pretty much settled science that it is not a zoonotic crossover. That is what Dr. Fauci and the rest of the medical community want to cling to their dead beakers about. Okay, here's Dr. John Campbell, and this is his evolution, his realization about the vaccine and the virus itself.
The vaccine for the COVID-19 is essentially our way out of this crisis. Things can go back to normal. But then I am remarkably optimistic that the vaccines are going to be effective. I believe we can eradicate this virus. I don't believe it's going to become endemic. I don't believe it's going to be...
That's September 2020.
The World Health Organization have got superb experts working for me. They've got a bit cockroach this year. Yeah, I agree with that. Got to be led by the science, by the evidence. I do not discuss conspiracy theories. We now have a vaccine with high levels of efficacy, high levels of safety, easy to produce, easy to transport, and very, very inexpensive. What we believe is that people basically are not getting sick just after the first dose. So one dose can prevent serious illness. So you could well say that the efficacy is looking like it. And amazing levels of ignorance. People don't know that vaccine is there to prevent disease, and it's no good way until you get it to get the vaccine, dear me. And there's no question we've got a surge here. There's a significant increase in cases.
October 2021.
Despite the very high number of vaccinations. We conclude the mRNA vaccines dramatically increase inflammation of the endothelium. That means the mRNA can get all around the body. Basically newborn babies dying at a higher rate than expected in Scotland. The excess deaths are still going up, especially in the United Kingdom. All these lockdowns, we had this mass vaccination campaign, we had people bouncing up and down about it, politicians and medical officers and scientific officers strutting over the telly every night, TV every night, and now we've actually got high levels of deaths and no one seems to be commenting on it at all. Now, we don't want to get into conspiracy theory, but it's inexplicable why mainstream media is not all over this. And so there you go.
There you go. Here it is. Here's the wrap up. John ended with this.
We're the mega big scientists, and if you disagree with us, you're a conspiracy theorist. Disappointing. My apologies if I misled people in 2020, but we always go by the evidence that we get. Personally, I wish I hadn't been as trusting. Well, you live and learn, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. Okay. Dr. John Campbell lied to. He, at least he's trying to, you know, fix it and fix it. Here's Project Veritas with one of their latest disclosures from a Pfizer scientist named Chris Croce, Croce, was aware that their experimental mRNA vaccine was likely cause for the myocarditis.
Chris Croce is a senior associate scientist with Pfizer. He goes on to explain a test that is currently taking place at Pfizer, not to determine the effectiveness, but to see if it is leading to heart attacks.
I'm glad you didn't get any myocarditis.
Yeah.
That's a concern, right?
Yeah. More so for younger people.
Why?
That's what we're looking into right now.
Oh, that, cool.
Yeah, so, we just sent like 3,000 patient samples to get tested for like elevated troponin levels.
Yeah.
To see if it's vaccine based or. So,
what's it look like?
I don't know. We just sent that over this past week, and the last batch will be sent over next week. All external testing. We'll see. Hopefully it's good.
Because, well,
I mean, if not, then my opinion, that might pull something from the market.
Wow. So, oh, they might have to pull something from the market. Here's a Dr. Angus Danglish, professor of oncology at St. George's Hospital Medical in London.
I'm Angus Danglish. I'm professor of oncology at St. George's, a consultant medical oncologist. And I have started to notice that several of my patients have melanoma who've been stable, stage 4 disease. They've had very good immunotherapy or other treatments, and I've been reviewing them from 5 to 20 years. I've noticed that I have now over 6, possibly 7, even an 8th yesterday, who've clearly relapsed following the booster vaccine. At first, we didn't put the two together. But when patients said, I felt awful since the vaccine, I've just been drained, they described symptoms of like a long COVID. And the next thing we know, 2-3 weeks, couple of months later, they've got clear evidence of relapse. And these relapses are quite aggressive. They're not a gentle relapse. They're relapses that are requiring systemic therapy as opposed to a little nodule that requires surgical excision. But it's not just this. I'm now very much aware in my own circle of many people who are having, they haven't got melanoma, but they've never had anything before, but they've got lumps and bumps and they're not feeling well. And two people I've interviewed at great length, they all put it down to feeling awful after their booster. They were fine with the first two vaccines, or just had shivers, flu, etc. But they've described being very tired, very fatigued, wanting to stay in bed. And this has dragged on to the point where they've gone to the doctor and they've had blood counts and investigations. And I now know 7 of them. 2 of them have leukemias and the others have lymphomas. And 1 of them has a very bad myeloma, which he was absolutely sure was instigated by the booster as he developed the dreadful symptoms. So I want to bring to everybody's attention that I think that this does not look like a coincidence to me. And we need to join forces and see if this is a real effect. And if it is, we must stop all the boosters immediately.
Oh, absolutely. Must stop the boosters immediately. Here's the lead author of a peer-reviewed research reanalyzing Pfizer and Moderna trials on mRNA vaccine, calls for an immediate suspension of the jab due to serious harms.
Hello, my name is Dr. Joseph Freeman. I'm an emergency physician based in Louisiana. In addition, I am a clinical scientist. I was the lead author of a peer-reviewed study that reanalyzed the original Pfizer and Moderna clinical trials for the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccines. We found the vaccine increased serious adverse events at a rate of 1 in 800. At the time of publication, my co-authors and I did not believe our single study warranted the withdrawal of the messenger RNA vaccines from the market. However, since its publication, multiple new pieces of evidence have come to light. And this has caused me to reevaluate my position. An article published in the BMJ regarding the FDA's own observational surveillance data found the messenger RNAs were associated with multiple of the exact same serious adverse events identified in our original study. But the FDA had failed to inform the public of these findings. In addition, now we have multiple autopsy studies that find essentially conclusive evidence that the vaccines are inducing sudden cardiac deaths, yet the rate of these vaccine-induced deaths remains unknown. While many nations that have been using the messenger RNA vaccines have experienced an increase in excess mortality, more people dying than should be expected from past years. And this correlates in time with the initial vaccine rollout and then with the subsequent booster campaigns. Nations with higher messenger RNA vaccine uptake have correlations with higher rates of excess mortality. While the cause of this excess mortality is not known, researchers analyzing this data were unable to identify any other reasonable cause of the excess death other than the vaccines. Given now that Omicron variant is less virulent and is able to evade much of the protection offered by the vaccines, this creates a situation where the benefits of the vaccine have been dramatically reduced for hospitalization and death. Together, this information calls into question if the vaccine's benefits are outweighing the harm. I believe, given the information, the messenger RNA vaccines need to be withdrawn from the market until new randomized controlled trials can clearly demonstrate the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the serious harm we now know the vaccines are causing.
Bingo. Bingo, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely... Whoops. Here, let me turn this down a little. Here we go. Okay. Bingo. Yeah, that's exactly what we got. And that's the truth, okay? Here's some more truth that people may not want to hear. Hopefully the audio is okay.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to myself and my colleagues today speaking to you from the heart about what we've observed and what we're recommending as the Global COVID Summit team of over 17,000 physicians and scientists from all over the world. We declare, and the data confirm, that the COVID-19 experimental genetic therapy injections must end. We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk for the young and healthy. They do not reduce COVID-19 infection, which is treatable and not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system. We strongly recommend that these products now and in the future be regulated as the gene therapy products that they are and require public involvement of the FDA's gene therapy scientists and committees in reviewing and approving these drugs. We believe that it's necessary to reestablish the 5-year minimum FDA testing period and to cease the emergency use authorization and require full FDA licensure of all novel medical products used for COVID-19. We also strongly recommend that there be investigations of the actual causes of death and damage to millions who have been subjected to these mandatory mRNA and adenoviral vector gene therapy injections.
Damn. There you go. That's Dr. Robert Malone. Anyway, so come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get the truth. Let's find out what's going on. Meanwhile, in the mainstream media, you have a split taking place. First, you have this load.
CDC's numbers, they estimate 3 out of 4 New York City residents, 3 out of 4 new COVID cases are this new subvariant, the XBB 1.5, in New York City. And while so far it is not affecting the hospitalization rates, healthcare officials are very concerned.
This all happened right around Christmas, and it spread through my family like wildfire.
Tom Lavin of Pelham Manor in Westchester is one of thousands who got the new strain of COVID, the XBB 1.5 Omicron subvariant, over the holidays after years of being so careful to mask up and avoid large crowds.
I had my Omicron boost.
Masking doesn't stop you from getting the disease. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, people are brainwashed into these non-science beliefs, and this masking stuff isn't really true. Here's some more. Maybe. We'll dump that one. We'll go to this one. Here is the mainstream media now. Reporting on COVID deaths. mRNA bioweapon jabs are killing people? Really? 18 people here in Connecticut have been hospitalized with an inflammatory heart condition possibly linked to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. This morning, NBC Connecticut's Jennifer Joe spoke with parents, including one whose child was diagnosed with the condition.
The Department of Public Health says there were 18 reported cases right here in Connecticut.
The first case at Connecticut Children's was Rachel Hatton's 17-year-old son, Gregory.
That's terrifying.
Rachel told us over the phone this morning that her son started complaining of severe chest pain 3 days after his second dose. It worsened on the fourth day and led to back pain. So Gregory went to a walk-in clinic where they ran blood work and did an x-ray. They discovered he had pericarditis, an inflammation of the lining outside the heart. A spokesperson from Connecticut Children's says patients have presented with both pericarditis and myocarditis, which is the inflammation of the heart muscle. Gregory was transferred to St. Mary's Hospital in Waterbury and then to Connecticut Children's in Hartford.
They hooked him up to a heart monitor, did EKGs, they did echocardiograms. Infectious disease actually came and ran their own set of blood work. They tested him for all sorts of things. And one by one, those tests came back negative.
Doctors still couldn't say if his condition was related to the COVID vaccine, but they called him back for an MRI after two more patients presented with similar symptoms. Gregory is now out of work, on medication, and hooked up to a heart monitor. Doctors are planning to do another MRI in June to see if his condition improves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in June. Wow, hey, isn't that really good? Yeah, I mean, hey, Happy New Year, man. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. Ah, gosh, you know, whether it's this year or last year when all this stuff happened, you know, what we have to understand is what he happened 3 days after he got the second dose of the vaccine. And these are just a few of the people that are reporting, you know, how they feel. You know, this is absolute ludicrous. Yeah. Idiocracy. Yeah. Dr. Pierre, here's another guy. God, I don't have time to play this one. It shouldn't run my mouth. Dr. Pierre, Peterson Pierre describes a COVID death protocols administered when hospitals make enormous amounts of cash from killing people. Yep, remember, you get extra money, extra money.
And there is high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights.
Whoa.
This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens.
Whoa, they're waiving the patient rights. Man, no wonder hospitals are making out big time. Yeah, so much for ethics and morality. We'll be right back after these promotions.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I'm aware of some...